The Sunshine Coast Film Society's next film is Riders of Justice, an oddly life-affirming revenge comedy from Denmark, which screens on Monday, February 6 at 7:30 p.m. at the Heritage Playhouse in Gibsons, and Saturday, February 11 at 2 p.m. at the Ravens Cry Theatre in Seeshelt. Mads Mikkelsen joins other top-flight Danish actors in this dark, funny, completely unpredictable and surprisingly moving film. The story is about a soldier whose wife and daughter are involved in a tragic train accident. A trio of angry misfits declare that what happened wasn't so accidental after all. Riders of Justice is a powerful film about parenthood, friendship, and forgiveness. Come prepared for violence and outbursts of foul language, in Danish with English subtitles, rated 18+. The Film Society is run by volunteers and encourages early arrival to help ensure a smooth operation. Memberships and tickets can be purchased in cash at the door at both theaters and online in advance at scfs.ca. Quilters So Youth Invitation. Members of the Sunshine Coast Quilters Guild are preparing for its two-day quilt show on May 26 and 27. The group is looking for youth who would like to showcase their fiber arts, not necessarily quilts. The 2023 show's theme is coast-inspired. The deadline for submissions is March 30. Entry for youth under 19 years of age is free of charge. More information about the guild and the submission form for youth participants is online at scquiltersguild.com/quilt-shows.blackhistorymonth@gpag. February is Black History Month, and the Gibsons Public Art Gallery is featuring Lower Mainland artist Terry Ahere on behalf of the Sunshine Coast Black History Month Collective. Ahere is a self-taught multidisciplinary artist greatly influenced by her Nigerian-African background and interests in nature, history, mythology, people and their life experiences, including her own. I have a unique timeless style and I express art using whatever medium or forms I'm inspired to, such as painting, music, fashion, dance, poetry, sculpture and crafts, said Ahere. I'm always inspired by the opportunity to translate everyday experiences and stories into art. A public Meet the Artist event is scheduled on the occasion of the show's closing on Saturday, March 4, from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. The exhibition runs from February 2 until March 4 in the Library Lounge at the Gibsons Public Art Gallery. Admission is free. For hours and more information, visit gpag.ca. Library talks tables, and tiles following last week's presentation by queer foodie and Italian-Canadian author Monica Meneghetti, who read from her deliciously sensual memoir What the Mouth Wants. Another alimentary presentation is lined up at the Gibsons and District Public Library. On Wednesday, February 8 at 6:30 p.m., Capilano University lecturer Nazmi Kamal will deliver a talk about food, eating locally, healthily, cheaply, and adventurously. Kamal presents Setting the Table, Fun, Farms and Food Waste with a Side of Inflation in Person and Live on Zoom. Kamal is an educator at Capilano University's School of Tourism Management and is an advocate for food and travel with academic interests in food sustainability, immigrant cuisine, and food as a cultural identity. Meanwhile, the library has announced its annual free all-ages Scrabble tournament for Saturday, February 11. All participants receive a book prize and the grand prize winner receives a gift certificate to Tailwind Books. More information is available at gibsons.bc.libraries.coop. Performers, check your registrations. The deadline for registration in the 49th Sunshine Coast Festival of the Performing Arts is approaching on February 15. The annual event invites vocalists, instrumentalists, dancers and actors of all ages to perform and benefit from expert adjudication. Performances are open to the attendees by donation, allowing the public to experience an extraordinary cross-section of Sunshine Coast talent. For entrants age 28 and under, a variety of awards and scholarships are available, including the opportunity to attend the 2023 BC Performing Arts Festival in Penticton. This year's discipline adjudicators include cellist Alexander Chung, bowed strings, mezzo-soprano Fabiana Katz, choir and voice, professional dancer Lauren Overholt and choreographer Cassie Douglas, dance, fiddler Jenny Bice, folk instrumental, pianist Stephen Smith, keyboard, guitarist and composer Celso Machado and harpist Lonnie Krantz, plucked strings, and popular local conductor Tak Maeda, woodwinds and brass. Festival details and online registration are available at coastfestival.com.